Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. We are chatting about Michigan Tech basketball and their long trip to Ohio, and time to talk women's basketball, also 3-0 on the season after a big win Saturday against Minnesota State. And Coach Cameron is with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
We did. Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Saturday's win at home. Always nice to be home, even with the students gone. And I know the there was a great effort by the band that was there. That was awesome. I mean, it shows incredible dedication. But talk about the big win on Saturday.
Well, I would like to talk about the band first, because that was incredible, and also the community that came out was amazing. And actually, it was really fun. Both Coach Kaz and I talked about it after that was one of the most into and excited groups that we've had in a long time. Like, you could feel the energy in the gym, and you know, whether it was Kelly with her threes or Brenna with her and ones, you could feel. The crowd really got us going, and that was pretty fun. But the game overall, I thought, was obviously there was good and there was bad, and we're gonna take the good and we're gonna go with it and we're gonna learn from the bad. And but what a great way for us to start our season and to be at home and prepare us, and these games would have prepared us for the conference.
Well, Minnesota State, obviously a very good program. You know, they won a national championship when we were in the Elite Eight a few years ago, and beat us in the quarterfinal game. That was the last time we played them, and you know, they've had some success. Obviously, they came in here and took it to us a little bit early on. Even though you know, we didn't give them a whole lot defensively, they shut us down offensively, and we had a hard time getting things rolling.
Yeah, and it was kind of fun to talk about the last time that we had played the Mankato team, and kind of some of the history of the program with the newer, younger girls, and they wanted to get revenge for that 2008 team. I think it was a 2008 team or 2007 team. We talked about that, which was kind of neat. But they came in, and you know, I thought it was a battle of the defenses for the first 8 minutes, and then I realized that we actually just weren't scoring, and obviously that was a problem. But I thought that our defense kept us in the game, holding them. They're a high-powered offense. They're a transition team. They get a ton of baskets, pushing the ball up the floor, and getting offensive rebounds and a ton of points from the free throw line. And I thought we were able to take away, you know, on average 20 to 25 points on what they normally get, and we took away a lot of their transition, which I thought was really helpful to us. And then as far as us, you know, we rushed our shots a little bit. I thought their defense took us a little bit out of our game in the first half, and then I thought the second half was kind of sparked. Well, I thought actually, you know, Kelly hit a couple threes in the first half, and then I thought that we got a couple sparks, and I thought people just fed off of each other throughout the second half, and it was fun. It was fun to see them, even though we were down 12 with 15 minutes to go. I thought the way that we handled ourselves, and the way that, you know, one person hit one, and then we went on a 9-3 run, and four different people had 3-point plays within 2 minutes of that stretch, and we cut it to three from 12 to three, and that's good. You know, I think we believe in each other, and I think that. You know, we never let them respond to anything. When we hit one, we kind of stayed up, and I thought that was good for us.
Kelly Guy, with the 25 points, she had the three-pointers. Was it her that kind of settled everybody down when she started hitting some of those, or was it a complete team effort, kind of like you're suggesting?
You know, she hit two in the first half, which, you know, clearly was huge for us when we come out with 20 points in the first half. And she came in off the bench, and there was a group that was in there for the last 5 minutes of the first half that I think we had two starters that were in there, and then Kelly and Kenzie and one of our freshmen, which is a completely capable group. But she came in, hit a couple threes to at least get us within five going into the halftime, and I thought that gave us a little bit of momentum. And then her being, you know, in that stretch of 2 minutes where we cut it to three after we were down 12, Morgan started that, and Morgan had a big three, and then Jillian answered with a big one, and then Kelly, and then Brenna had an and one play. And I think, you know, obviously Kelly's performance was amazing. I thought she was a huge spark for us, but I also thought a lot of other people fed off of her, and we could still count on everybody. It wasn't just Kelly.
Well, Coach, you're 3-0 heading into conference play. We talked about this with Coach Luke just a few minutes ago, but you know, you got 26 regular season games, 22 of them are in conference. So obviously this is a huge chunk of your schedule, and you started off with Malone on Thursday. What do we know about them?
They were one of the hottest teams at the end of last year, and arguably the hottest team at the end of last year. Came in to the conference tournament, beat Ashland. To be in the conference tournament, then be Wayne State at that point. I think they're really well coached. I think they're a tough team. They play hard and they play discipline. And then, you know, that always gives you a chance. They have three seniors that start, and we're going to have our work cut out for us. One, we're on the road, which is fine. But I think that they are trying to build off of what they did last year. And, you know, it's going to be our job to stop them.
How about playing back-to-back games? You guys have had a more spread out schedule than the men have. You played, you know, the opening weekend, just one game a weekend for the first 3 weeks. Now you go, you know, two games in 3 days here. How will you guys handle that?
Yeah, we've been absolutely spoiled, but I think it's time for us to get into reality, and this is how it's going to be for the rest of the year. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see how we respond, and it's another challenge, but that's okay. That's okay. We're doing well handling the challenges that have been put before us so far, and I'm excited to see how we respond to this one.
Well, they're going to be great games, and we can't wait to listen to them. And, you know, Wes had a great stat on the webpage. For those who don't know, I mean, maybe some of us take our basketball teams for granted a little bit, but the women's basketball team, 57-6 at home during Kim Cameron's head coaching days at Michigan Tech. That's over 90% winning percentage at home. Really, you talk about being spoiled, Coach. I think our fans are a little bit spoiled at home. That's a pretty unbelievable stat.
It's awesome. That's part of community. That's part of the band. That's part of the atmosphere that we put forth here. That's part of the tradition that's always been here. And, you know, it's fun because you always say you want other teams to come in and hate to play here. And I think other teams honestly come in and hate to play just because our band is so good, our crowd is so big, and we defend our home floor.
All right, Coach. Well, like we said to Coach Kevin Luke, safe travels, and come back with a couple more wins, please.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Kim Cameron, head coach of the women's basketball team for Michigan Tech, taking on Malone and Walsh this weekend. You can hear both doubleheaders right here on Mix 93 WKMJ starting at 5:45 on Thursday evening. We'll be back with more Huskies Drive Time right after these.